This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Okay, we're getting caught up in the moment of the Get Back Zimkile Zemka Inkomo Hlathini. I think a lot of musicians at the moment are tapping into a kind of a nostalgia where, you know, can we bring back the good things of the past and, you know, repurpose them into something brand new? That's certainly what I'm hearing here when we say, you know, this cattle will leave if we don't protect the kraal type thing. And it is from the album titled Shallow. It is by Stoji T. Many of you, all the young ones, Zabo Shazi, they're in studio today because, wow, Stoji T is in the building. And then the older ones were like, isn't he Dumi from The Volume? So either way, he fits within the two realms of these generations. And for those of you who remember Stoji T as Dumi in Dumi and The Volume, will remember that this Tanzanian-born South African rapper, songwriter, musician and poet was once dubbed one of the finest lyricists of South Africa at the time. That was said of him following the People of the Light single, where it was just said, this has to be one of the finest lyricists of our time. And during that time, he was tapping into the moment, the same moment of a Thandiswa Mazwai, of a TKZ, of a liberation and the sounds of freedom, of a youth of that freedom, to now the music of meaning 30 years on. So Stoji T, Boitumelo Molekani, rapper, poet and producer, good morning.
Morning, Wendam, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
You laughed when I said, to us he's Dumi from Dumi and the
I've repurposed myself.
And so what was that about?
That was about, again, you know, you talk about a time when, you know, we were teenagers and we were, you know, boisterous and trying to take up space and articulate ourselves, and you know, we have a voice too, we're not all just Mandela, you know.
Yeah.
And then we grow up and then we evolve and then we live in a country that's like, you know, has evolved as well. And I think people sometimes can be unfair to artists. They want them to paint the same painting.
Mm.
And you are, you know, and you're not there anymore. You don't want to do that anymore. You're very proud of your work and your legacy, but you also want to, you're alive. You want to explore new things. You want to broaden your scope as an artist. And sometimes people won't let you. They'll say, man, that's not Dumi stuff, man. Dumi doesn't make that. So I say, okay, well, there's a CD, there's museums. You guys can have that. It's over there. It's there. It exists. Yes. It's beautiful. It's amazing.
I'm in the 2024 era.
Absolutely.
The CDs. When I said to you, I have your CD, and you said, wow, you should borrow it to me sometime. I don't even have the CD.
My mom has it. I don't have it.
Okay, and that's what you're saying. Metaphorically, you're saying in the CD era, Dumi and The Volume is correct. Mm. In the streaming era, Stoji T is correct. You have evolved.
Absolutely.
And we should allow you to evolve. And people need to allow artists to paint a different canvas. That's true of journalists too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I can tell
Absolutely.
You now.
Absolutely. Anything that is not growing or evolving is dead.
Mm.
You know, and you know, we you know, we're, you're trying to you're also existing in the post-COVID world. You're also existing in the new GNU world. You're trying to figure yourself out, you know. So I think, you know, people sometimes are a little bit unfair.
Okay. So life is not static.
No,
your
man.
Music is not static.
No, man.
Your message in your music is not static.
No.
It has evolved. As you've grown, your sound, your tempo has also shifted. So tell us where you're at psychologically so that we understand what the Get Back is all about. A song like this, an
right.
album, Shallow, what is that all about?
Yeah, so that again, yeah, that's you know, I think I've always wanted to be honest to where I am and to be a repository for my country, a snapshot of where the country is, you know, within that. And so Shallow kind of speaks to that kind of collective psychosis of like, you know, where are we post this dream deferred, post this, oh, you know, we had this amazing dream that we, and then we saw it kind of, you know, veer off. And then also just psychologically, you know, it is quite a thing to go through, you know, to say, let's pray for Paris because Paris had something that happened, mm-hmm. you know. It's another
thing.
Exactly. But it's another thing entirely to be like, wow, we're all going through it together at the same time. We're all scared. We're all, you know, you have friends in New York saying, I don't know who to trust on the news. Yeah. Can I go outside? Can I not? You know, all that. And then emerge out of there without seeing a shrink, without a message of, okay, no, guys, here's what's going to happen now. Mm-hmm. You're going to try and pick up from where you left off. You're going to have to, you know, we're all going to stop being tutors to our children. We're going to take them back to school. Mm-hmm. We're going to, you know, all that, I think. And then like, you know, so dealing with that on a personal, a very personal level, and then kind of looking at where the country is and going, okay, is the dream dead? Are we, redesigning? Okay. That's why the idea of repurposing the music and going, this sounds familiar. Some of this stuff sounds familiar. It's...
Certainly the bass there. That
you know
sounds
what I mean?
Familiar. Okay. Yeah. So what I'm hearing you say, and you'll bear with me, I process, right? Yeah. And I try to figure out what you're saying. So you're saying that 20 years ago, we had excitement, we had hope.
Yeah.
The same way in which young people right now, they're like, don't be heavy on us. We just want to have fun. We were those people 20 years ago.
Right.
Then we grew up because we became parents, we became responsible, and then we started to see the world from a different lens.
Yeah.
And then things like COVID happen or different crises, terror attacks, and the propensity for terror attacks start happening. And suddenly, you've got to live in a world that has uncertainty. A world that creates a lot of anxiety, a world that's rife with trauma, governments that are under-delivering. You're trying to make ends meet. And suddenly the grown-up version of you is not a very peaceful person, is a restless, anxious spirit. Yeah. And you need the music or the art to reflect that.
Yeah.
And then your whole catalog can go through a series of emotions.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's the evolution, it's the arc. There
Absolutely.
Was a happy, reckless time, right. free time.
Right.
Then there was the responsibility, overwhelmed time. And now this is an anxious time. And the music needs to speak to all of those moments in your personal trajectory.
Absolutely. Yeah. Nail on the head. And I think when people fall in love with a specific point in your journey, they almost freeze there. They go, this is my favorite Dumi, or this is my favorite one.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, but there's another one.
And
oh,
I'm still the same person.
Yeah, yeah. So,
just a different version of me. More
and it's
grown
a
up version of me.
Yeah, I mean, look, and it's also, again, like the snapshot thing, the repository thing, you know, like I think the difference between Stogie T and Dumi and the volume is that I think there's less of me in the music now. Like I've kind of retreated from like, oh, hey, look at me. You know, it's like, it's more, look, I just want to be repository. I want to talk about my peoples.
Because growing up means you don't need validation. That's what I've learned growing up.
Right. Yeah, right.
You don't have to hog the mic. You don't have to be seen. You've been seen.
Yeah, this is my...
Take it or leave it.
And it's my job. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's my job. I have, you know, I have personal life for those things, to feel loved, to feel needed. But I don't need that from an audience. What I do want to have a conversation, though, with an audience. But, you know, but it's also my job. It's my job. Yeah. This is my, you know, I'm out here trying to be my best humor segala, you know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be my best, best, you know.
And then you can be Dumi at home.
Yes, ma'am.
So there are safe spaces and you compartmentalize your life. I get you because I'm there completely as a person.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, I get you as a person. I keep saying Stogie T and you say Stogie T. So can we just clarify?
It's Stogie. So Stogie. So Stogie is like a slang word for a cigar. So this is
I would not know that.
Yeah, no, it's like,
I definitely would not have known that.
It's so like it's part of, I think, being deliberate about the change, the evolution, to say, look, yeah, you know, I love the imagery of a cigar. You know, it's like on like first glance, oh, okay, fake gangster, you know, aspirational, mafioso money, you know.
Yeah.
But then, you know, the like with everything that I like, that the subtleties there. It's like if you think of cigars, you know, I think of third world South America, a granny there,
yes,
in the field
in Cuba.
You know what I mean? Exactly.
Nicaragua.
Like, absolutely. So in Nicaragua, it's a different thing. In England, it's a different thing. In South Africa, it's a different thing. And I think also the process, the idea that it takes this time to cultivate, to grow,
yeah,
to, you know, it's not an artificial product. It's a completely natural product. You don't just put a cigar on a counter and expect it to remain the same after 3 weeks. You have to have it in a humidor.
Humidifier.
Exactly. Uh-huh. You feel me? And this is that mirrors my process as an artist. I take care. I don't just...
Right.
Excuse my French.
French people would never.
I would never, no. But you know what I mean? So, you know, I think it's kind of just, it's a metaphoric,
yeah,
representation.
I do love what you're saying. I don't know much about cigars, but I have a guy who owns a store, Pedro Porsche.
Yay!
Pedro told me about it.
Yay.
And he's got a very good friend, Kojo Buffel.
Of course.
And they hang out together and they smoke these cigars. And I was there one day and I got the whole spiel, the lesson of it. And I was taking him to the humidor. That's your tribe.
That's my tribe.
Okay, so your tribe gave me a real education about this.
Amazing.
But I love what you're saying is, if you think about where cigars are cultivated, it's usually in poor countries where there's a lot of disparity, there's a lot of politics, there's a lot of complexity.
Yeah.
And it's women in these fields touching this natural leaf, separating the best from
absolutely
the worst, rolling it up by their hands to earn a pittance.
Yeah.
Then it makes its way to big markets, Miami, maybe London, South Africa, where it takes on a completely different value from where it comes from. And then it starts to symbolize different things.
Yeah.
So aspirations in countries like South Africa, or it becomes the symbol of real kind of bourgeois power,
right,
when you said the UK or Miami.
Yeah.
And then depending on how you treat it also speaks to whether you respect it
or not,
you know. So whether you just put it out like a cigarette on
exactly
on an ashtray,
exactly,
it's disrespect for that labor. But
there
if you protect it and put it in its box, then you respect from where it comes. And that's what you're about. It's the complexity of the process.
And the church says amen.
Call me to be a songwriter. At least me now, one thing sure, I'm a good student. You teach me something.
You got it.
They got it.
They did
you
it
did say
job.
In your younger days, we were excited. We were euphoric.
Mm.
But we wanted to take up space. I'm quoting.
Yeah.
And we wanted to say we're young people and don't expect us all to say we love Mandela, is what you've just said. And I thought, well, that's interesting, considering that he was born in Morogoro, Tanzania, to icons of the struggle.
Absolutely.
How do you come here and say something like that?
Well, I mean, it's you know, it is out of a deep, deep respect and a reverence for people such as Mandela and others, you know, to say Mandela's not Father Christmas.
Mm.
You know, he's not like some saint that came out of nowhere. He came from us, you know. And how am I supposed to see myself in Mandela if you turn him into Father Christmas? It means my son can't see himself as Mandela.
Yeah.
So to look at him critically, to look at him and analyze and say, Amar, that was a misstep. Ah, but no, that was amazing. That was brilliant. Or that was, you know, that to me is the utmost display of respect. To say, you know, I perceive him as a human being, a full three-dimensional human being.
And to be fair, Nelson Mandela, I can't quote exactly where he said it, and his family have constantly repeated it. He's always said, I'm not a saint.
Mm.
I'm a man with faults.
Absolutely.
There are many mistakes I made in my younger days.
Absolutely.
And I've grown into the person I've become.
And do not demonize him for those faults, and do not demonize people critiquing any kind of misstep.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, yo, this is what it means to be in a house. You know, it's like, yeah, Ubaba, we, you know, you dish up on a tray for him. We, you know, we don't talk crazy to dad. But we all sit there and say, ah, Ma, but what Dad did there was, you know, and then Ma will go and you know,
be the mediator,
do the massage, and you know what I mean? And your message will get there, but it must get there. You can't just, you know, under the
rug. So the music is the mother massaging a lot of these egos and making sure that we hear what's on the hearts of many, many angry, uncomfortable, youth in despair.
Very possibly. I mean, it's also, you know, doof, doof, doof as well, you know. I worry, you know, sometimes when people say that, like they'll give hip hop this thing, the difference. Yes, and say it's you know it is the voice of the youth and it speaks
truth to power,
and it's like nah, it's also very dirty. It's also, you know, twerk. It's also, don't do that. Don't make it seem like it's only Public Enemy. It's also Nicki. It's also Drake. It's also, you know what I mean. It's also all these things. And
I was gonna say it's also Anaconda.
You feel me? It is. Hands on your knees. You know it is. Come on. So let's not do that. Let's not, you know, I for one don't want it, because that is, you know, you disappear people when you do that.
I do like what you're saying. And this is also I think it goes back to the very first thing you said when you came in here, is we go through an evolution and we don't paint the same painting. And society must stop expecting public figures, musicians, artists, journalists to be the same person you ever saw on a TV screen or heard on the radio. People have to grow, and you have to grow with who they are. Yeah. And one of those is if you discover suddenly that the president has a personality.
Yeah.
And he quite likes to dance.
Right.
Let the man dance. let it happen.
Yeah.
You know, because we are multidimensional.
Absolutely.
People. And
absolutely,
that's what you're saying, is when the moment comes to be sober and sanguine, you will be.
Amen.
When the moment comes to speak your harsh truth, you will do it.
Mm.
When the moment comes to say, you know what, today, somebody else must national interest. I'm dancing.
Nah.
We must let you do it. But it's the same person being all of these different facets.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So what can we expect in the new album? Where are you going to perform this music?
And
what are you telling us? When we listen critically to your music this time, what is that critical ear?
Well, so sonically, the first thing that's going to hit you is, again, as you so eloquently stated, it is a callback to this beautiful period, you know, late 70s, 80s period. You know, I'm an 80s baby. So for me, it's like this is nostalgia. This is hope. This is like, oh, free Nelson Mandela, all that stuff, you know.
Right.
But then also tumultuous, you know, like, militancy, you know, youth militancy and all this, you know, the stuff kind of bubbling under disco, bubblegum music and hip hop, Run DMC, you know. So you hear all these things sonically. We wanted to kind of call this back and to kind of just give, you know, 80s its flowers. People talk crazy about the 80s.
So wasn't it a crazy time? Fashion time, leg warmers and tutus time.
You see.
I mean, ballet tutus, not Desmond Tutu.
Yeah, people talk crazy about the 80s, and you see, you're not like, I don't like that. I really don't like that. Like, they give it such a bad rep, and it's like, I think they conflate things, you know? It's like, the interior deco was weird, but come on, the music was amazing. It's Prince, it's Bob Marley, it's Tracy Chapman. Come on, you know?
Okay.
So, yeah, so I think also, you know, I mirror that as well in the music to say, look, guys, I've always been a writer. I've always been a lyrical person, right, you know, and musician. And I want to articulate our history, our presence, and that's what you'd expect in Shallow, you know. And as far as like, you know, just taking it to the people, I have an amazing, incredible band. I'm so blessed to have Shane Cooper on bass, Bonge on vocals, Bokani Daya on keys. These amazing, you know, artists who I feel like I had to wait for them to grow up. I had to wait it out, you know, wait for them to grow up in this era of music and be like, oh, I found my people, you know.
Yeah.
Incredible. So I'm performing at Fête de la Musique on Saturday. I'm going going on tour and taking them to Europe for the summer. You know, we were out there for a month and a bit, just kind of, you know, showing other people the music. And yeah, it's just, you know.
Fête de la Musique, that's the French festival music.
Yes, ma'am.
Under the auspices of the French embassy. And then afterwards, you're going to Europe to perform.
Then we are holding them. We're going back to exile, you know. We are being deployed.
You've been sent to go and lead the cultural revolution in Europe for Africa. So if you're saying, who is this? Stogie T, Dumi and the Volume, rapper, poet, musician, songwriter, in his cigar grown-up age, saying, I still have the basic fundamentals, but the music has gone different. So let's just hear 30 seconds of it so that you recognize where he comes from and then you see where he's going. Protect the crawl, protect your inheritance, protect the cattle. Don't be cowards. Zimkile from Shallow. And it is Stogie T. News time.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.